Hey there, welcome to season four, episode eight, the one with the 2026 vision. So I'm guessing you pretty much know what we're going to chat about today, and that is planning for 2026. Now, at the time that this episode is dropping, it is pertinent to start thinking about 2026 because when you are heading into the busiest holiday season of the year, right? Like we are heading into a massive holiday season. If you're not thinking about 2026 now, then you're already going to feel like you're behind the gate by the time January 1st rolls around. Now, this is not about needing to have all the plans mapped out. It's not about that at all because I don't believe that we can really plan an entire year, but it does mean thinking about some crucial things. So I'm going to walk you through what I tend to do when it comes to this time of the year and what my planning practice looks like, and I'm using air quotes as I say that because it's a very unplanned process. Yes, I'm a planner, but I'm also a manifesting generator with sacral authority, and I need to bake in a ton of flexibility because even though I might be like, cool, this is what I'm excited to do in 2026, the reality is I'm more than likely to change my mind. So if that kind of resonates with you, if you feel like, you put off doing end of year planning and new year planning because you feel like you always change your mind, then listen up because I'm going to share what you can do instead. So here is what we're not going to do. We're not going to worry about getting out a massive calendar and mapping a whole bunch of stuff out. We're going to start with a couple of questions, and I'm pretty sure you would have heard these questions before, but that doesn't make them any less relevant. And the first question is literally, what has been working well? And this is where I would couple this process with JST, right? The Just Sit There practice that we talked about in episode seven. So if you didn't listen to that yet, definitely go back and listen to that because I walk through that process. So asking and answering that question of, what's been working well? What has felt really good in your business for this year so far? Or if you don't want to look back that far, you can just do the last 90 days. I do find 90-day blocks to be the most effective, and that's literally what I stick to for the most part, except for when things feel really volatile or things are kind of up in the air, then I really kind of just stick to 30 days out, right? That's kind of as much as my nervous system allows. So 30 days, 90 days, whatever, right? That's the reflection point. You can either reflect back on the year to date, last 90 days, or last 30 days. The question doesn't change. What's been going well? What's felt easy and fun, if you want to put it that way? So that's the first question. So you jot down all of that. And I do encourage you to just really kind of go back through your planner or whatever it is that you use to jot stuff down in and just kind of see. This is where I would probably also do an audit on sales, like what has the sales process been, like what's been selling well, like getting a really clear picture of what has really worked well. And then also asking what has been easy and fun and just kind of getting, your eyes on that. And then the next question is, what hasn't gone so well? Or what did not feel easy and fun? And then just kind of same process, jotting all of that down. This is when I would probably also look at the lowest selling products or products that have had zero sales. And again, you could do this for the whole year, for the last 90 days or for the last 30 days. I would probably do the last 90 days for things that haven't sold well or haven't had any sales at all, because that gives you a much clearer picture of probably current needs from your audience. I'd also look at things like whatever your long form content is. So for me, I have a blog, a podcast, and a YouTube channel. I actually have a couple of YouTube channels. So I would go and have a look at those analytics. If you are tracking analytics on Google, I'd go and take a look at those things. Like, really just kind of doing this detective approach. Like, what's been going on? Like, what has all of this been looking like? Google Search Console, like wherever you've got that information. Now, if you're sitting there going, I don't track any of that, totally get that. However, you can look at this without having Google Analytics in place. Because particularly if you've got a podcast or a YouTube channel, the analytics are built in. You don't actually need to do anything about that. And from a blog perspective, it depends on the platform. So most platforms will still have some layer of what blog posts have been the most popularly viewed, what's been clicked on, though that type of thing. So you will have access to that data. It's just how much data do you have access to is the question. And then obviously, social media wise, if you're on that bandwagon, you can go and have a look at your analytics as well and just kind of understand what is resonating, but also just what isn't. What is just not feeling great? What hasn't been going well? Once you've got that information, then you're going to probably want to use your favorite AI tool. This is where I would dive into Magi and I would literally throw everything that I've just brain dumped into Magi and I would use my CEO persona. Now, my CEO persona is trained on a lot of information. So it's trained on all my offers. It knows a lot of data about my business. It's got my brand, voice, all of those things. It's also got my human design chart in there as well. And it acts as my CEO. It's literally going to tell me when I'm going off on a tangent and all of those things. So I'm going to drop all of that data into there and I'm just going to literally say, hey, I need your help figuring out what my kind of plans might look like for the first 90 days in the new year. So I'm not going to try and plan out a whole year. There are some things that I have in place, obviously, that are an ongoing, but that's the first step. And then I'm also going to go, okay, I know what my daily sales checklist looks like. I know what that is. So I'm going to pop that in there as well and go, do I need to make any adjustments? And if my goal is to always grow my audience, nurture my audience, and sell to my audience every single day, what does that look like moving forward? So that's kind of the basis of that. And then I'm just gonna, go backwards and forwards with my CEO to figure out what that's going to look like. Now, if you're anti-AI, totally fine. You can just do this process with yourself. You're going to ask yourself those questions. You're gonna look at that information and you're going to go, okay, what is this painting a picture of? You might find that you do this initial process and then you let it sit for 24 hours. And then come back to it. I typically do that anyway, even with using AI. I'm just gonna let it sit for 24 hours and then come back to it. And I might find that more stuff might have bubbled up. I'm gonna allow that process to happen. Then I'm gonna go into AI. So, same for you, you might wanna take that approach. Then you're literally just gonna plan. From there, you're just gonna go, okay, so what does that look like? How am I moving forward in the first 90 days of 2026? Now, some things to keep in mind. Do you take any time off? Personally, for me, I take a big chunk of December off and almost all of January. So, with all of that in mind, I'm like, okay, well, then I probably need to set up a whole bunch of evergreen stuff because my business doesn't stop, right? People are still looking for help and support and everything like that during that time, but I don't need to actively be doing stuff. I can still take that time off. So, what does that look like? Then, what else is happening? So, for myself, I know that I have got a summit and a brand new membership that I'm planning to host and launch in February. So, I need to start planning for some of that now, right? So, I'm doing that. I'm also participating in a summit that happens in the kind of last part of January and potentially one that takes place all of January. So there's some things like that that I have to keep in mind. And that's potentially as far as I'm going to get. March, I have no idea what that looks like because the other layer is I'm also traveling full time. And that is why 90 days works really well because 90 days is how long I am in each country that we go to. So I just have to kind of manage all of those things and why I'm just kind of like flexibility is key And can I set some of this stuff up now? Can I do that? Also, allowing for the fact that as a manifesting generator, I am kind of likely to change my mind, but I'm okay with that because I'm equipped to pivot really quickly. That's kind of my jam. So, if you want to layer in your own human design, then all you need to do is look at your strategy and authority and make sure that you're aligning and that you give yourself some grace if you are like me and you tend to change your mind. And just remember that you're always equipped to handle whatever it is that is going on in your business and in your human design chart. So this is less about having to have like all this hard stuff in place and more about flexibility. You can plan however you want, but the key is to start thinking about it, to start kind of asking some of those questions so that you can move forward and you're not scrambling come January 1st, going crap. If I wanted to do some of this stuff, I probably should have been doing some of this stuff back in November. That's what we want to avoid. So that's all for today's full success session. If you want help with any of the things that we just talked about, then the feedback loop 30-day one-on-one coaching might be the ticket. You can learn more about that at hustleandgroove.com/feedback. And until next time and next season, remember, simple actions lead to beautiful results.